Hello, and welcome to our November KPBX Kids Concert. I'm Jim Tevenin, and I'll be your guide as we explore a really interesting and different corner of the music world. It comes to us from over 100 years ago and is called parlor music. First, thank you for joining me and my friends Melody, Tim, and Mary, who will be playing and singing some parlor music for you. And thanks to those who make our program possible, Numerica Credit Union, Rocket Bakeries, and Harvard Park Children's Center North, along with Spokane Public Radio members and a grant from the Johnston Fix Foundation. So, parlor music. Oh, what's a parlor? Thanks for asking. It's an older name for what we now call a living room, a space in your house where your family can gather in the evening to talk, to listen to music, perhaps. How do you listen to music? Maybe on the radio. Thanks for listening now. Maybe on a stereo. Some of us have turntables or phonographs for playing records, and a lot of us listen on our phones. Now, what's the same about all these ways of listening? They all involve electricity or batteries for recording and listening. Well, what if you could find a Wayback Machine to take you to a time before radios, phonographs, or even electric lights in houses? How would people listen to music? The simple answer, they would make it themselves, mainly through their singing voices and the piano, an instrument that was found in many, many houses when parlor music was being written. And there was a big selection of new music for home pianists to play back in those days. Melody Puller is here to play a few parlor music pieces for us.
Hello, my name is Melody Puller, and I am delighted to be a part of this KPBX Kids Concert and to share some of the parlor music with you today. And I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the pieces that I played for you. So the first piece on the program that I play, called Country Gardens, is an old English folk tune that was probably written around 1700s. But was gathered and put into song collections in the 1800s. So it's been around for quite a while, and it's been used not only in dancing, but also used in popular music. The country singer Jimmy Rogers used the tune, as well as the jazz musician Charlie Parker. So I bet you've heard this tune before. I know I have. Thank you. The second piece that I played, called Saltarello, has a very curious name to it, and it comes from an Italian dance. And that word saltarello doesn't mean salt. It has to do with the Italian word saltare, which means to jump. And so the dance includes a very big high step at the beginning of each measure, so to speak. And I hope you enjoy it. Each of these pieces kind of has a delightful entertainment-like quality to them. I imagine them being used in Saturday morning cartoons, or maybe you might hear some of these tunes if you're riding on a carousel in the park. Isabella Waltz that I play is written by a composer named George Bachman, but we don't really know if that's his real name. A lot of these composers wrote under pseudonyms, which is a false name, so that people wouldn't really know their true identity. Thank you. the gigue bretonne, which is another kind of dance. You'll notice that a lot of these pieces that I play are waltzes or some kind of dance, and that was typical of the parlor music.
Thank you, Melody. There is certainly a lot of parlor music for pianists to play, and even more for voice and piano. In those days, people loved to sing sad songs, sentimental songs, upbeat patriotic melodies, and much more, including really silly songs. We've got two friends, Tim Westerhouse and Mary Trotter, who join us now to sing a few of those songs, specifically songs that might have been sung in a very special parlor in Chicago, Illinois. Let's begin with a silly song by a composer from Chicago named Florence Price. It's called A Flea and a Fly, and tells the story of these two creatures caught together in a flue. What's a flue? It's a chimney. Now, listen really closely. This song goes by fast. Will the flea and the fly escape the flue? Let's find out.
A flea and a fly in a flue were imprisoned, so what could they do? Said the fly, let us flee. Said the fly, let us flee. Said the flea, let us fly. So they flew through a flaw in the flue.
Hello there. I'm Mary.
And I'm Tim.
Today we are imagining we are in a very special living room. It's the year 1900. We're in Chicago. And we're in the home of a woman named Estella Bonds. Estella was a musician. She played the piano and the organ and conducted a choir. And her daughter, Margaret, would grow up to be a famous pianist and composer. And the song you just heard about the flea and the fly was written by a woman named Florence Price, who lived with Estella for a short time. We're imagining that it's a Sunday afternoon at Estella's house. That's the day when Estella invited poets and composers and singers and playwrights to gather in her home. They shared their work with each other. It was like a mini concert. So today, we'd like to share some songs with you that might have been heard in those gatherings at Estella's house.
One of those composers who wrote these songs was Samuel Coleridge Taylor. Although he was from England, Samuel was the guest of honor in one of the most famous living rooms in America, the White House. After he visited President Teddy Roosevelt there, he took the long train ride to Chicago. There, he played the piano in concerts and might have even visited Estella in her home. With all of the time Samuel spent on trains touring America, I wonder if he ever dreamt about flying. I mean, he wrote songs about butterflies and fairies with a good friend, the poet Kathleen Easeman from West Africa. Have you ever watched a butterfly outside? I bet Samuel and Kathleen did.
Sweet baby butterfly, I love to see you flutter by, high o'er my head, with soft white wings outspread, with soft white wings outspread. I love to chase you round about, which is great fun without a doubt, and I know you do not mind, I know you do not mind, for I am just a baby too, and so you see would never do for me to be unkind. And shall I whisper this to you? The laughing wind doth chase me to make me run, while flowers enjoy the fun, while flowers enjoy the fun. Sweet baby butterfly, they love to see us flutter by. Butterfly, flutter by, they love to see us flutter by.
Do you have a favorite time when you like to play with a friend or someone in your family? Well, let me tell you about mine.
The time we like the best of all is when the shadows creepy crawl one after another. When the golden sun sinks down in the west and the tired birdie flies home to its nest, and we're left alone, alone with mother, and we're left alone. She tells us the wonderful things they say of fairy country so far away. When we're left alone, alone with mother. When we're left alone.
Some fairies like to silently creep. Others like to dance.
Fairy roses in the noontide, when the sun shines warm and bright, nestle snugly close together, shut your pretty eyes so tight. For you must be tired of dancing, dancing through the moonlight. Fairy roses, while you're sleeping, all around the fairies creeping, silent watch are ever keeping. Fairy roses, don't be frightened when you hear that murmuring sigh. 'Tis the night wind that dream laden, whispering passes by, bringing dreams of fairyland from the bright blue sky. Fairy roses, now you're dreaming, dreaming of lands far away, where beside the sparkling waters, happy children laugh and play. Fairy roses, go on dreaming, dreaming through the golden day. Fairy roses, while you're sleeping, all around the fairies creeping, silent watch are ever keeping, fairy roses.
Do you remember that it wasn't just musicians that came to share their work in Estella's parlor? There were poets there too. One of these poets, by the name of Langston Hughes, wrote this poem that imagines a world of freedom, love, peace, and joy. This is I Dream a World by Langston Hughes. I dream a world where man no other man will scorn, where love will bless the earth and peace its paths adorn. I dream a world where all will know sweet freedom's way, where greed no longer saps the soul, nor avarice blights our day. A world I dream where black or white, whatever race you be, will share the bounties of the earth, and every man is free. Where wretchedness will hang its head, and joy, like a pearl, attends the needs of all mankind. Of such I dream, my world.
Langston Hughes dreamed about the world through poetry. One of his friends that he dreamed with was the composer William Grant Still. William dreamed about the world through music. He dreamed that whatever we might worry about with our friends and our family, whatever is going on in our neighborhood or in our world, that love can protect us. Love can be our home.
Love can lay sleeves together and make them proof against the world, or strengthen whatever insubstantial roof houses a family. Houses a family. Sometimes at night all mothers waken, and with the littlest light and greatest quiet, tours the rooms to see that all sleep covered dreams and let in more fresh air, and be just glad that each is sleeping there. Love can lace even leaves and make them proof against peril. Substantial roof, whatever insubstantial roof.
In Estella's parlor, musicians shared all sorts of songs, and that included music called spirituals. These weren't songs that were just sung in church, because they could lift up spirits every day with hopeful messages. One of the arrangers of these spirituals was Harry T. Burley, who had a deep baritone voice. Now, Harry was one of the most reliable and dedicated people. Have you ever gotten an award for attendance at school or for an activity? Well, Harry was such a dedicated singer in New York City that over 50 years he only missed one performance. He brought this same dedication to singing to his composing of spirituals. Mary and I would like to share with you one of Harry's spirituals that are bringing us comfort and hope today. This song is called "There is a Balm in Gilead." And if you've ever felt discouraged or like you just can't get something right, we hope this song can bring you some courage. Come along with us in our dream for a land filled with peace.
Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain. But then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a
Thank you, Tim and Mary, for those songs from Estelle Bond's parlor. Now, there's another instrument that was quite popular once upon a time and has quite a bit of music written or arranged for it. It's called the harmonium and is also called the pump organ. This is the way it works. It's a keyboard instrument and it's a wind instrument, When you press the keys, what happens is you let air through little tiny chambers where there are reeds, kind of like in a clarinet, except in a harmonium, they're made out of brass. Now, there might be just one set of reeds, or there might be many. The harmonium might have one keyboard, or maybe two. You could find harmoniums in small churches that could not afford pipe organs, and some of the smaller ones were in parlors across the country. Now, the sound of the harmonium is unique. Sounds kind of like an accordion, doesn't it? Don't forget that the pump organ is called that because to keep air coming to the brass reeds that make the sound, you have to keep pumping with your feet. It was actually way ahead of its time. Music and exercise, all in one. What kind of music did people play on their harmoniums? Well, since there was a connection with church, hymn tunes, like this one, Shall We Gather at the River, very popular 100 years ago and still sung today. Also, spirituals, like the one Tim sang for us. This one is called Let Us Break Bread Together. Or pieces by famous composers, like this one originally for choir by Wolfgang Mozart. Thank you. And finally, some well-known composers wrote music specifically for harmonium, like this prelude by French composer César Franck. We're close to the end of our time together, but there's still time for one more piano piece from Melody Puller.
The last piece that I play on the program is written by an American composer named Scott Joplin, and you may have heard of him or heard some of his music. One of his famous pieces is called The Entertainer, and it's a ragtime piece, which is a piece that's in 4-4 time. It's kind of like a march. I don't know if you're all familiar with marches. With the Bethina Waltz, he took that ragtime feeling and he mashed it together with what we call the concert waltz, which is not really a waltz to be danced to, but it's a waltz that you imagine someone dancing to. He wrote that around 1905. A lot of the pieces that I played before that were written around 1870s to 1880s. Thank you very much. I enjoy having you as my audience, and I hope you enjoy the program.
Thank you.
Our time in the parlor is over, I'm afraid, but it's been wonderful sharing our music with you. I'm Jim Tevenin, and I'm really grateful that my friends Melody Puller, Tim Westerhaus, and Mary Trotter could be here to help us travel back to a long ago time. We'd like you to remember one thing. If you sing or play any instrument, you too can make your own parlor music.